Simon Bradley's been at the Fourth World Congress Against the Death Penalty in Geneva. Among the 1,000 delegates, former death row inmates have been telling their stories.
Curtis Edward McCarty was convicted and sentenced to death for the murder of 18-year-old Pamela K. Willis in Oklahoma City in 1982. After repeated court battles and 22 years in prison, 19 on death row, McCarty was exonerated and released in May 2007. The case against him had been tainted by the questionable testimony of a former police chemist. DNA testing showed that semen and hairs recovered from the crime scene did not match McCarty. I asked McCarty how he felt when he was first wrongly imprisoned and sentenced to death.
When I first got there, I did have that belief that someone would come to my rescue, that someone would see what happened, see the truth of it, and help me. I unfortunately was naive and didn't understand, you know, exactly how the public sees these matters and their anger at those young men, including myself. But as the years passed, I lost that hope as they began to kill all my neighbors and my friends.
McCarty was set free in 2007 at the age of 42. But as he explained to me, it wasn't a moment of unmitigated joy.
I did not get to hug my mother and my father for 22 years, and that was a very good thing, being able to hug my mother and to kiss her, to be back with my family. But other than that, I didn't find anything about what happened to me, even my release. There was nothing about that that I saw as a cause for celebration after what they had done to me, that I had, you know, lost my life, lost my sanity, my opportunities at education as a young man, and saw what my government did to my neighbors and what they did to the victims in those families, the victims in this case. And I still don't find anything to celebrate about my freedom. It was a travesty what happened, not just to me, but to everybody involved and to all those other men on death row and the staff that worked there, seeing what the death penalty did to them. You know, having to become friends with us and to see us as human beings and then being ordered to go get us, to drag us out of that cage and strap us to a table and kill us. I saw what it did to those men. So I still find nothing to celebrate about it. Even though I don't like it, if I am invited, I come and I serve as that example, and I try to do the best job I can to illuminate what happened.
He doesn't deny that some people commit terrible crimes, but is convinced that the government is deluding its citizens by claiming that executions benefit society. And while attitudes about the death penalty are changing in the US, he's cynical about the reason.
There has been a change of opinion. It is growing. There's a dialogue has been created that in some states like Texas and Oklahoma, in previous years, you simply could not discuss these matters in humanitarian terms or rational terms in public. It simply wasn't allowed. That has changed. Unfortunately, as we heard during the press conference, some of the change has come about because of not moral reasons, but for financial reasons. You know, as you know, in America, we tend to measure everything in dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents, because the lengthy appeals procedures are extremely expensive. That was Simon Bradley talking to Curtis Edward McCarty, who spent 19 years on death row in the United States.